The rollout of the Bus Connects programme in the Greater Dublin area passes the halfway mark this weekend. The National Transport Authority says resistance to change is common, but the project has resulted in an increase in bus users. Residents in parts of North Dublin say the latest route change leaves their community at a disadvantage. But in County Wicklow, locals say the service, which has been delayed several months, will bring significant benefits. Our Eastern correspondent, Samantha Librari, visited both communities to explore the issues.
People here are very upset with the changes that Bus Connects are making to our area.
The number 11 bus has serviced Glasnevin in North Dublin since the 1970s. But this weekend, it's the end of the road as Bus Connects is rolled out. Instead, the 19 bus will stop here on its way from the airport to the city centre. New E1 and E2 buses will operate 24/7 nearby, but residents are not happy.
My name is Kavina McGill and I live here in Watley Estate in the Glasnevin area. This new 19 bus service that is serving the highly populated areas of Ballymun and our estates is coming from Dublin Airport. We're very concerned about the capacity because naturally it'll be very packed coming from the airport. There's also going to be further developments in the area. There's new businesses and new companies that have moved into the area as well. So we feel by the time it comes down here, we won't be able to get on the bus. Now, the other problem with the bus coming from the airport is that room has to be made on those bus services for luggage. It gives a big problem for wheelchair users, old people with walkers and buggies to be able to access the bus.
My name is Deirdre Martin and I'm from the Wadley Hillcrest and District Residents Association. 25% of the residents in this community are over 65. The national average is 15.3%. So there's a lot of concern for our elderly residents. You know, since 2019, we've been attending all the consultation meetings. They haven't listened to any of our concerns. Whilst they meet the public representatives, that's our TDs and councillors, they are not willing to meet the residents' association.
My name's Sean Heffernan, and I live in Glasnevin Downs, just around the corner here. I work in Clonsky, and this bus drops me directly to the doorstep. So I don't know how I'm going to get to work in future once this bus is gone, because I'll have to find another way to get to work, which is maybe going back to driving the car, which is not what I want to do at all.
I'm Adia Clancy. I live on Glasnevin Avenue. Like, I'll be having to get off and wait for another bus like nearly every single day, which like probably will impact me getting into school on time.
The removal of this bus route was supposed to happen at the end of last year, but it became a big issue in the run-up to the general election. The National Transport Authority said that they delayed the changes until the new year, so not to cause confusion in the run-up to Christmas. That meant the service was delayed in other areas.
Councillor Erica Doyle, Green Party councillor with Bray Municipal District. I think people were a little annoyed, and I think some people thought that it was politically motivated as well. And we had a really unusual situation where we had very senior politicians actually welcoming the delay, trying to create a good news story out of it, whereas for the people of Bray, we just didn't get our bus service in time for Christmas. So that was very disappointing, but we're happy that it's here now. I think it'll make a huge difference. I mean, we are essentially on the outskirts of Dublin here in Bray. Outside of the regular commuting hours, it can be difficult to access the city centre. So it will make a huge difference to people.
As the Bus Connect project passes the halfway mark, resistance to change has been an issue. Hugh Cregan is the interim CEO of the National Transport Authority.
Change is very hard, as you can imagine, for a lot of people, but we had a massive consultation exercise before we started this change, and what we're seeing now is that while some people have had to make some changes to the journey, the overall effect has been really beneficial for the city. So where we've introduced Bus Connects, we've seen an uplift in passengers of about a third higher than those areas where we haven't introduced it yet. So that tells us that Bus Connects is working better for more people, making the bus system more useful to them. So we're about halfway through its rollout. There's 11 phases. This phase next Sunday will be phase 6. So we intend to complete the rollout, assuming we have the resources available, driver and mechanic resource in particular, by the end of next year. That's our target.
The new eSpine begins operating on Sunday, but residents in Glasnevin say they've received no information locally about the changes. They've called on the NTA to meet them directly and hear their concerns. Deirdre Martin again.
People feel let down by the NTA. They feel somewhat let down by the politicians. Now, what we would like from the NTA is to sit down with us very soon and obviously for us to continually monitor the capacity and the frequency of those buses to ensure that it actually meets the needs of our population and the users of those services.
And that report was by our Eastern correspondent, Samantha Librari.